And in this segment, I want to talk about something that I've been thinking about a lot during the downtime of the pandemic. And it is the topic of, do kids want to be adults more, or do adults want to be kids more? Because I've been thinking about my own behavior. I've been analyzing the behavior of others. I've been reading about how people are spending time during the pandemic. I've been observing kids in the neighborhood or my niece and nephew, whatever it happens to be, and just how we all view the place that we currently are. And I'm reminded of the Seinfeld stand-up, and we talked a little bit about this last week when he said, nobody wants to be where they currently are. Everybody wants to get out. Everybody wants to go on. They want to move on. We got to get here. Got to get there. Nobody likes where they are right now. And so I'll just tell you my personal viewpoint, and then I want to hear you guys and how you have viewed life, first as children, then as adults. But as I've said before on the show, I don't think there's ever been a kid in the history of the world that wanted to be an adult more than me. Not that I did not enjoy my childhood. Generally speaking, I had a happy childhood and, you know, had good friends at school and had a lot of fun with the neighborhood kids. But as I've mentioned before, I started thinking about retirement at age 8. I would look at adults and I would think, man, they've got it made. You know, not fully understanding all of the problems that adults have, but I would look at them thinking, they can drive. They have their own money. They can kind of do whatever they want. They can work wherever they want. They can move, live whatever part of the world they want. They can do this, that, you know, the child's viewpoint of the parents and the adults, and you're thinking they're independent. They're not under the thumb of their parents or the principal or the teacher, whatever it happens to be. So from a very early age, I used to like to play adult things. You know, my fake Nerf basketball league, which was very real in my mind, but I was after I graduated from the University of Amarillo, I became an Amarillo Cowboy in the NBA, and I had an adult life. And so as soon as I would get home from school, I would go through the whole adult life process. When I was riding my bike as a kid, I pretended it was a motorcycle and that I was traveling great distances. And I was pulling into a gas station, you know, it was our driveway, but I pretended it was a gas station, and I pretended to pull out my credit card or my wallet and be an adult. I wanted to be an adult so badly. I just wanted to get through school. So that was my mindset as a kid. As an adult, I've never found myself necessarily wanting to go back to childhood. I'm very happy that I'm adult now, but I do notice that my favorite thing to do as an adult is to go ride my bike, something that is very childlike.
Just like
I want to get on the bike. And I just want to ride around, and I want to get away from all of the adult responsibilities. And I think a lot of us, as adults, we're looking for that childlike escape from the realities and the pressures of the real world and adulthood. And so we escape to very childlike pursuits. Maybe you belong to a softball league, or maybe you get home and the first thing you do is start playing video games. It seems like adults are always trying to get back to childhood, and kids are always trying to get into adulthood.
Yeah, it's a really great question. I've always been fascinated with your view of adulthood, like wanting to retire at the age of 8. I didn't know what retirement was.
No, starting to think about retirement. I knew I didn't have enough to retire at age 8.
No, yeah.
Enough
starting
Skittles by then?
Yeah. But, I didn't even think about... I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life until... Really, I met you, Junior, and even thought about a career in radio. I still had no idea when I went to college, and maybe that's a big part of college, is you figure out which direction you want to go. I think I choose the adult who still wants to be the kid, and I've been able to relive that with my sons. That's some of my best memories of my adult life. Reliving some of my childhood experiences with them, whether that was sports or recreation, the family trips we took, the games we would play. Those are great memories to me as a kid and as an adult. But I think it was as a kid, but the one caveat that I think gets in the way for both of us about childhood, yes, we have the stress of everyday life now, but school was so stressful. socially, just the whole hanging over your head element of homework and a test and all that, and school is always really difficult. I couldn't wait to get out of school, and I know you felt the same way.
Yeah, and I guess I want to kind of take away, like, those are givens. Kids have to put up with school. Adults have to put up with work. But I'm talking about more from the angle of kids wanting to pursue adult things and adults wanting to pursue kid things. Granted, none of us really want to go back and pursue school all over again. Some may.
But I think that's a good one, though, because people are so stressed out by their jobs, you know, and when we were kids, we were so stressed out by school. So, yeah, you can throw that out. And
I guess those are a push in my mind.
Yeah, except a push.
Except for the stress of work, we at least get paid. The stress of school, we didn't really get anything except occasionally paddled.
Work, you have some element of choice here.
Yeah.
You could technically quit your job and go get a different job.
Right.
In school, it was a prison sentence. Right. You've got to serve out this whole sentence.
Yeah, I remember when you're like in third and fourth grade realizing, oh my gosh, 9 more years of this? How is that ever going to happen? But if that's a push, I still think I would go adult who still wants to be the kid. Yeah.
So do you get, I guess my question is also, do adults get more enjoyment out of doing kid things, playing, or do kids get more enjoyment out of doing adult things?
Kids get more enjoyment out of doing adult things. Now, culture has changed in that we do have adults prolonging their adolescence. You know, this started probably in the 70s, I would say. Maybe even the 60s was when... No, I'm going to even go 50s. That's when the advent of the teenager actually happened. You know, before we didn't have the whole concept of a teenager, even though numerically we had teenagers.
Right.
But the idea of qualitatively having teenagers, just it changed. And then, of course, when we were young, we were afforded this opportunity of, well, you can go well into your adulthood still playing video games and still doing child-like things or adolescent-like things. So that extended. But we can't forget that the whole point of childhood is to play adult. I mean, that's how we learn about the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I mentioned on the air, you know, I have kittens and I watch them play fight all the time. You know, they're working on their skills that they were going to need evolutionarily to survive. And that's what we do when we're kids. That's why we play store. That's why we organize a backyard game. That's why we do war, you know, in the creek. Let's get some sticks and go down and let's play war. You guys are on that side. We're on this side. It's all play rehearsal for things that we were going to encounter in real life at some point. So I think that in general, kids get more enjoyment out of playing adult, and indeed it's their job to play adult.
Like, you loved running Keith Oil.
I ran a whole empire from my grandmother's really back bedroom that had a desk in it, and I used, I think it was a no, I used a regular phone, but my sister or my cousin, I can't remember which one used the, I think it was my cousin, used a candle as her phone.
Cheap prop.
So cheap.
If it was Keith Oil and you were the CEO, why was your name Christopher Lee?
I just thought it was more regal sounding.
Well, then why wasn't it Lee Oil?
I don't know. Because I wasn't willing to give up the brand. I love the instability of it. Yeah, we'd play that for hours. And it was such cheap drama, too. We had my sister, and this is another unstable thing, my sister played the role of Fred, who was a guy who went out and fixed the oil wells.
That company, how did that company make it?
I don't know, but it was wildly successful.
Yeah, not only did I play grown up by being in the NBA for many years and making my own media guides and doing my own radio broadcasts for my Nerf basketball make-believe league in my room, but I also did probably what you guys did as well with your siblings. We would play grocery store
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would have a fake cash register, or maybe you had a little plastic toy cash register, and you'd get items from the kitchen.
Yeah.
And you'd put them all over the living room.
I love how we just appropriate our parents' things.
Yes.
And then back to our parents.
Right. And then, like, I'd be running the register, and my sister would come in and do the shopping, and then I'd ring her up, and you were so desperate to be an adult. And yes, it's all part of learning how to be an adult.
Mm-hmm. It's great. I remember one time we sold, it was water with food coloring in it. So we took old, like, 2-liter empty, you know, Coke bottles. And we took the plastic wrapping off of them. And we filled them with water, and then we'd add food coloring. And then we went out, took them in our wagon out onto the side of the street, and we sold them to adults. And we actually sold a few. Do those adults think they're getting any sort of value out of that?
No.
Participating in this sham commerce. What are you going to do? And we were selling them as decoration.
Yeah.
Like someone was really going to take a 2-liter bottle of red water and put it as their centerpiece in their table. We thought they were.
How about real commerce? Did you guys ever do the lemonade stand?
Well, that was real commerce, the food-colored water.
I guess you were.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But this was more on the up and up because selling real lemonade
had some value.
Oh, yeah, and you were out there for the long
haul. Sure we did. We did the lemonade stand. And that was great.
Somehow,
why is lemonade the go-to?
Though.
Why is lemonade the go-to in that? I mean, it seems like...
Yeah.
It seems like there's other things that people value more. But I guess, was lemonade just easy to make?
Easy to
real
make.
Real lemonade,
that's
isn't
what
it?
What was marketed to us as, you know, outside of iced tea, I guess it was a... I don't know, very marketable drink for adults and kids. You could sell it to the adult who maybe had the nostalgic, oh, yeah, it's the old-fashioned lemonade. But, yeah, we never hit our numbers because when we started thinking about it, think how much money we could make if we sold, let's say, 50 glasses of this a day. Of course, you'd sell about 8 and then drink the other 42. And then you'd quit it 2 or 3 days later because you never really made anything out of it.
Was it lemonade because it was a sweet drink that you could make easily at home? Like, you couldn't make Coca-Cola. You would have to go buy that and then mark it way up in order to sell it and make a profit. So,
I got in trouble for that, by the way. Me and my sister, we went from lemonade to, we noticed that if we brought out Cokes, they sold a lot better.
Right.
And Dad gets home and we've sold basically the whole refrigerator.
Did he ask for his cut?
It didn't go well. Didn't go well. Now, what did y'all do?
Soda.
No, I get the part that you had a lemonade stand. I want to get to the part where all my root beer's gone. Where did that go? Well, we sold it. You did. You sold it. Yeah, we sold it for a nickel a piece. All right, well, I paid about 20 cents a piece for it. Let me teach you a little something about math. Also, and then after we cover math, I'd like to get into property rights, if I could. Wasn't yours to sell, son.
Would you sell it by the can or divide it into the cheap Dixie cup?
The tiny ones?
No, we were selling it by the can. Okay. Yeah, we weren't smart enough to do the Dixie cup. That would have made a lot more sense.
Oh, yeah.
Financially.
Could have destroyed then.
Going the other direction, I read a really good piece about adults acting like children and how that really started with the baby boomer generation.
Mm-hmm.
Before then, adults didn't have time for childlike pursuits.
No. You had to be an adult right after your teen years.
Yeah.
There was just no choice to extend.
But the baby boomers had more time and more money, and they started to pursue childlike things. Adults started to collect baseball cards. Adults started to go through what some call the midlife crisis, which just was starting to behave like a child again. And so the recreational activities were more childlike pursuits. But also, I told you guys about that book that I read many years ago, Running with the Pack by Mark Rowlands, and he gets to the heart of the matter. And the heart of the matter is, as humans, we all crave joy. The pure joy that we found as a kid before life started to collapse in on us as adults and we started to have our asses handed to us every day, that joy that you have just by going out and running. You just go outside as a kid and you run. And there's a hill, and what do you want to do? You want to run up the hill. And so as adults, to escape the rigors of being an adult and the stress of being an adult and work and family and all of that, we more and more as adults look to childlike pursuits, and we just want to go ride our bike. We just want to go run up that hill. We just want to go do this and that and just get away from it all. And I think there is more of the kid acting like an adult, but I think it's really evened out over the last years as adults look for more of an escape.
Absolutely. And don't you think it's a lot more fun? Look at you, Gordo, buying some of the things as an adult that you wanted as a kid. And look how much joy some of those things have brought you.
Yeah, they brought me joy for a little while. And then I sit around with a house full of stuff that I don't want anymore. And then that brings me that tremendous part. Suffering.
But you remember the movie Big, when Tom Hanks, his body was transformed into being an adult, but he still had the mind of a 12 or 13-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
And he starts working for the toy company. And look at how much fun everybody had around him, like the woman who turned out to be his girlfriend there for a while, and she jumped on the trampoline, hadn't done that since she was a kid. How much joy that brought her. The owner of the toy store when they had that famous scene on the piano. And I don't know. I think the adult maybe has more joy doing the kid thing than vice versa.
And, you know, and I think it's...
Yeah, until they throw their back out and they have to have knee surgery.
Well, that's part of it. I think it's more about the experience than the buying stuff, which, you're right, Gordo, can later depress you and overwhelm you. But it's more about just going out and having fun, not buying things. It's what do we say about Major League Baseball players as they're trying to figure out the money thing? Hey, it's a kid's game. They're being paid to do what? Play a kid's game. And you see adults, I see them when I go to my gym, when it's open, there are all sorts of 50-year-olds out there playing basketball every day. It's what they did as kids, and they're still doing it at 50 because it's just that pure joy of playing a sport, of being out there running around. They'd probably play hide-and-seek if they could, you know? And it's all the adults that belong to softball leagues, all the adults that do all these kid things. And that's just about the joy of the experience, not buying something.
Well, one of the problems is when you become an adult, you get so utilitarian. You get what's the point of doing this or what's the point of doing that. And kids, you just don't have that concept.
Right.
You know, with kids, it's like, hey, let's build a big pile of mud right here with all this water. We got the garden hose and here's some dirt. Let's see how big we can make this pile. Now, you think an adult's going to do that? Just for the joy of it?
No.
Just because, hey, we could do this, so if we can do it, why don't we just try to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, well, what's the point of it? Do I get paid for it? That seems like wasting time to me.
Right.
But to a kid, that kind of stuff is fun. I remember as a kid, I think I told this on the air before, we had a stack of bricks on one side of our backyard, and we had the idea of, hey, let's move all those to the other side of the yard. Now, what did we accomplish doing that?
Right.
Nothing. Nothing. It was work, but it was like, it was fun somehow. How could that have been fun?
Right. It was a task, and you just wanted to do it. It gave you a sense of short-term purpose.
Right. But we just wanted to do it. Now, you take that same task and the same distance between one side of the yard to the other and the same number of bricks, and you tell someone, you have to do this as a job. Take these over there. And then it's, oh, what a beating.
Oh, my gosh, right? I don't want to do that.
But yet it was somehow the exact same activity was fun when our mind had it framed as, this is something that we can do. Let's just do it for the sake of accomplishment of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But as an adult, you're always doing cost-benefit analysis on every activity that you do. You don't ever do things just for the joy of doing it. Think about even the sports that we play a lot of times. Is, well, I want to go out there and ride the bike to get fit.
Right.
As opposed to, I want to go ride my bike just because it's fun. I don't care how much exercise I get. I don't care about my pulse rate. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I'm up in the zone that I need to be in order to get the exercise that I need. And I got to get back before this particular time. So I need to really push myself hard on this particular ride. And I mean, most of those things, we're always doing the cost-benefit analysis and getting the utilitarian value out of something rather than the just the enjoyment out of it.
That's a daily struggle for me when I go out to ride the bike. I enjoy both, but I enjoy the rides where I have no goal better. I enjoy mm-hmm. the rides where I have no, where I just leave the driveway and I have no plan on where I'm going. I don't need to get my heart rate to a certain level. I'm just going to go out for a ride. Those are more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
kid-like.
As you go about your day today as an adult, notice how many times you're doing things that you would have done as a child. 8:36 on the ticket. We're going to continue this conversation next and look at the psychological angle as Dr. Carlton Maxwell joins us.